Hi there, I'm Caroline Thor, professional organiser, KonMari consultant, teacher and mum of three. I started off my life as a mum feeling overwhelmed, disorganised and desperately trying to carve out some time for me amongst the nappies, chaos and clutter. One day, one small book called The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying changed everything and I began to learn strategies for making everyday life easier. Today I have the systems in place that means life can throw almost anything at me and I want to share them with you. If you're an overwhelmed mum struggling to keep it together, then this is the podcast for you. Grab a coffee and settle in for a quick chat with someone who gets your reality. Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Living Clutter-Free Forever. I am so excited this week as I have got lots of things to share with you. Since January, I've been working away on new projects and today is the day that I finally get to share them with you. I feel like there should be a drum roll or fireworks or something. Anyway, the first thing I would like to share is that next week I'm holding a free online workshop just for you. Last time I did this, it was so popular. So I'm going to be holding it on three different days at different times. So hopefully you will find something that works for you wherever you are in the world and whatever your schedule. There are limited places for each session, so please don't wait to sign up. The important thing is to register for your place because even if you find you can't attend at the last minute when there's an emergency dash to the vets with the dog or whatever else life throws at you, I will be sending out a replay. So you see, you won't actually be missing it, but only if you've registered. For those people who can turn up live though, there will be a special bonus gift because let's face it, who doesn't like a free gift? I know I do. The workshop is called How to Have an Organized Home Without Constantly Tidying. Good, right? And the link to join is caroline-thor.com/workshop. The link is in the show notes. In the workshop, I will also be sharing information about my newly updated online course, Clutter Free Ever After, and that leads nicely on to today's episode. Today, I'm talking to Liz. Now, Liz took my course back in January. She's a working mum and she's from Ireland, and you are going to love her accent. When I say that I have an online course to support people with applying the KonMari method in their home, these are some of the reactions I get. An online course for decluttering? I would never get round to doing it. Or, I haven't managed it on my own yet, so I don't see how a course is going to help. Or, I haven't got time. Another one is, there's no point, the rest of the family won't get on board and it will still all be left to me. And then of course there's the, I can't afford the investment one. I thought it would be really useful for you to hear from the horse's mouth, sorry Liz, no offence intended, what it is actually like to take part in an online course about the KonMari method and in particular my course. So without further ado, here is my conversation with Liz. Enjoy. Hi Liz, thanks so much for joining me today.
Hi Caroline, thanks so much for having me.
So can you tell me a little bit about yourself, where you're from, so that everyone gets a bit of a picture about your background?
Okay, so I'm a busy mum with a toddler and wife, and I live in Rush in County Dublin in Ireland, and I teach and I work during the week, so I'm a working mum.
A working mum, and you're also, I think, if I understand you correctly, you're also sometimes working evenings as well.
Yes, so I work mornings. Yeah, it depends. So I could work mornings, afternoons, evenings. So it's kind of varied. Yeah.
That's tricky.
And weekends with, actually as well.
And weekends. That's tricky with childcare then.
Yeah, it is a little bit. We work it nicely between myself and my husband, Cormac. But we had creche for 3 days a week and now he's just started play school. So I have a few extra morning hours on a Monday and Friday, which is exciting.
It's always good when you get a bit of time back. You claw that time back. It's lovely spending time with them, but it's also nice when they're ready to go off and do their own thing again.
Yeah, it's lovely to see them do their own thing and have their little friends and kind of have a bit of a play and kind of leaves me a chance to kind of get sorted in the house and things like that, you know.
Yeah. So would you say you're a naturally organized person? Obviously, in the last few years, you've had a new addition to the family, and we'll talk about that in a moment because that brings its whole own set of problems with it. But would you say that you were, before you had children, a naturally organized person, or have you, is it something you've struggled with?
I would be organized, but kind of last minute organized. Does that make sense? Like, I know what I have to do. And I am organized, but I would leave things to last minute, if that makes sense.
It does.
Definitely. I would struggle with organization of things, like, you know, in the home. That's definitely, I would be more of like, I'll keep this in case. That would be like, you know, I wouldn't have been organized before the course. I would not have been organized like that. I would have just kept things in case.
Just in case.
Just in case.
Just in case. Yeah. And what has having a child done to home organization? What different struggles has that brought?
Oh, toys. That's the first thing. Extra toys and clothes, extra clothes for the laundry. And I suppose, so I used to have like a tidy, I would say tidy home. You know, maybe not organized, but it was tidy-ish. And now it can get a bit chaotic. But in the evening, we kind of reset and we kind of tidy stuff away. But we have a small living space. We have a kitchen and a sitting room. So we don't have a playroom as such. So the toys kind of share our living area. So we have to be clever with how we organize that.
Yeah, otherwise the whole adult space just gets taken over and starts to look like some sort of creche playroom.
Yeah, that's exactly it. So like if you come in during the day, it's a bomb. It's like a bomb site with toys, like lovely. And he's playing with all of them, which is great. But then come the evening, one of us puts him to bed and the other one then would tidy up and do the dishes and tidy up the living room. So that's kind of the one does one and one does the other.
Like a definite reset time. I like that. Okay. So last January, you took part in my 6-week course, Clutter Free Ever After. And I am interested to know, because the first module was all about visualizing your ideal lifestyle. And I know a lot of members of the course have said, oh, we didn't think that was going to be important. When I first saw it, I thought, no, I'll just leave that bit. But actually, they've discovered that it's probably the most important part because of helping you understand how you need your home to serve you and support your ideal lifestyle. So what was your sort of vision of an ideal lifestyle before you've started the course, and how has that sort of evolved?
So before the course, I suppose I was thought of like my routine for the day. So like when I was thinking about it, I was thought of the morning. So it can be a bit panicked in the morning if you don't know where your clothes are. If your drawers are stuffed full of clothes that you can't find the top that you're looking for in amongst 20 other tops. And Cunnell's clothes, trying to get him dressed in the morning, knowing where his sun cream is. Say if my husband's getting him ready, him knowing where things are. And breakfast, you know, kitchen, all that kind of stuff. So when I was kind of visualizing, I visualized, and most thing I visualized was like a relaxing morning, a more relaxing morning. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, you know, more relaxing than it is or than it was. That's the first thing I did. And then it was the evening I thought about my bedroom and having that as a little bit more of a calming, tidier, kind of more organized space. So they were the two things that really I thought about before I did the course.
And I know that you, before joining the course, had downloaded my free clothing challenge, declutter your clothes challenge. Had you found that useful?
Yeah, so I'd already kind of started along the journey with the clothes anyway, so that had really helped. And I mean, I'll talk to you more about it, but the mindset shift that you get even from the challenge is really powerful, because you don't think it will be, but when you do it, the power of the mind change set kind of changes when you look at your clothes and what you're keeping and why you're keeping them and all the reasons that go behind, you know, why you have 20 tops, you know, instead of 10.
You then set 2 on the course in January. Were there any particular challenges or obstacles you faced during the course? And if so, how did you overcome them?
Yeah, so like I said, I work evenings. So unfortunately, say when you have your live call, I wasn't able to attend live, but I was able to watch the recording, say the next day on the bus or whatever it was. So that was really handy to be able to catch up on what was discussed and kind of feel that kind of live feedback that you were given. If, you know, if I had a question, I could ask it and it would get answered. So that was really handy. But that was, I suppose, challenging because I felt like, oh, I'd love to be able to go to the live. But you know, I was able to catch up anyway.
And of course, the recordings were available to you, or they're still available to you now. Yeah. So it's something you can, a resource you can look back on. I actually found it really fascinating each week hearing the sort of questions that other people were coming up with, because I think even I was having like aha moments of like, oh, I hadn't thought about that being difficult for people, or other people being just so grateful to hear that someone else was having the same struggle that they are. And you don't sort of feel alone, and you, there's sort of a bit of camaraderie and support in the whole thing.
Oh, well, absolutely. The community spirit of it, I think, definitely helped. And because you had the live, and also because obviously I wasn't able to join that, but I was able to take part on the community online. So I was able to kind of send messages and texts and comment on other people's progress and send before and after pictures. So I definitely found that that was helpful to kind of keep connected and feel like I was part of something.
Yeah, I think it was so motivating each week to see the before and after photos coming in. Yeah. And also there was, it gave you a bit of a fear of missing out, I think. Like, oh, yeah, I need to get on and do that as well. Yeah. And then I can post my photos too.
I saw someone do their kitchen drawer and I was like, I'm going to do my kitchen drawer. So, yeah, absolutely. It does push you on and egg you on a little bit just to kind of, you know, if someone else is doing it, you're like, oh, it just gives you an idea, you know.
Yeah, bit of motivation and accountability.
Yeah.
Okay, so you mentioned before about that when you visualized your ideal lifestyle, you were imagining this calmer start to the day, that it would be with your son a lot easier and less stressful. So how has the decluttering and organizing improved your daily life as a working mom with a toddler, as he was then?
Yeah, so when I get up and I'm trying to dress myself and my little son, it's a lot smoother. I'm not looking through packed drawers trying to find something that fits in amongst all the stuff that has either he's either grown out of or can't fit into yet. So I've streamlined the drawers and the presses that, you know, to where I can just put my hand in and pick up a pair of trousers and I know they're going to fit them. Whereas before I was picking up stuff and looking at the label, and it's just much more kind of time consuming. And then myself as well. So say, you know, with COVID and having a baby and stuff like that. So I've kind of like changed shape a little bit, you know what I mean? So I wouldn't be able to fit into everything that I was wearing beforehand, which is fine. But it was when I did the challenge and the clothes challenge, especially, I kind of got rid of stuff that didn't fit me. Either it was too big or too small. So it's more like it's more streamlined. If I pick up a pair of jeans, I know they're going to fit me. Do you know what I mean? So it's just more, it's quicker to get ready dressing wise. And then say, in the kitchen, which I didn't realize needed such an overhaul, because when you look at a kitchen, you see the presses are all closed and it all looks fine. But just when you open them up, it's a different story. So having a bit more streamlined, say, fridge and cupboards definitely helps with the morning and getting the breakfasts ready and things like that.
Fantastic. And have you noticed any positive changes in your family dynamic? Was your husband, for example, before you did the course, was he at all bothered about organization? And then when you did the course, did you end up doing it together, or was it more your thing, or how has it changed the dynamic at home?
Sure, both. So say, like, with me, I'm kind of okay with things being around because I know they'll get put away eventually. Whereas with Cormac, my husband, he would be a bit more, every now and again he would get bothered by the mess in one room. Like he wouldn't see it for ages, and then all of a sudden he'd be like, oh, we have to do that bit in the room, or that's really annoying me. That kind of thing, right? When I started the course then, I kind of told him about the premise of the KonMari method and kind of, you know, he's kind of laughing a bit, like, you know, say thank you to your clothes and all this kind of stuff. But then when he listened to it and I said, no, do it. And he actually did some of his own wardrobe and he let go of things that he had been holding on to for whatever reason. Maybe still has some work to do on his wardrobe, but that's fine. He understood the premise. So definitely helped him kind of let go of stuff, because there is a guilt when you have things, say, that you were either given or maybe you spent a lot of money on. There's a guilt of letting it go, I find. And it was that guilt that was making me hold on to it. So I think when you go through the KonMari method and you understand that, you know, you don't have to hold on to these things anymore, it's fine to, you know, donate them and give them to someone else, that that's absolutely fine when it's not serving you anymore. And he definitely got that premise. So that helped both of us, definitely.
And did you end up doing the kitchen together? Because that's sort of a communal space, isn't it? Yeah. I always think it's very hard to make decisions about knives and stuff, like one person to make that decision.
Yeah, no, I was up, like, say, in the cupboard, cleaning them out up on the chair, and he'd be there sitting there maybe working or something. And, you know, we were kind of discussing and laughing at the fact that, you know, I had jars and I had, like, spices in there that were completely out of date, like, by years. I didn't notice. And the fact that we had like 6 packets of noodles and I kept buying them, you know, different things like that. So we did kind of do it together, if you know what I mean. He was there with me and we kind of and then say if I did something when he wasn't there, I'd send him a picture and go, oh, look at this now, look, it looks so much neater. And, you know, he, in terms of himself and myself, you know, when you're in living in a co-space, like, you know, someone might put something back in a different place and then the other person goes looking for it, they don't know where it is, you know, both of us. So I think having, you know, specific places for scissors and sellotape, or specific places for where the noodles are, you know, so when you're going shopping, you can have a quick glance and you'll know then, do you need
them?
You know, like I said, they were in the back of the cupboard, I didn't even know they were there, do you know what I mean? And you end up wasting money, wasting food, and it's definitely saved us kind of time. We're kind of working on it together. We've definitely got better together because of the course that I did.
Yeah, brilliant. That's really great to hear. And therefore, do you think it's influenced your buying habits, both of you?
Yes. We know at a quicker glance when we're going shopping what we need. It's much easier to find, you know, to know what's empty and what's less of and that kind of thing. So yeah. And we're both on the same page with it then.
And that presumably will save you money in the long run because you're not buying things that you don't actually need.
Yeah. The one thing he was kind of questioning me on, which I think is really funny, is the manuals. I thought this was brilliant. You know, I have it highlighted actually on a page, manuals. You do not need all your manuals. So my kitchen drawer, which should have been just full of, you know, spoons or whatever, was full of manuals to every appliance that I had in the whole house. And when you said they are all online, I was like, that was an aha moment. And I didn't trust it for a minute. I did have to go looking and make sure that most of the manuals were on. Like, I went, you know, tried one. I was like, okay, they are all online. Unless it was a really old product or something. But if it was just a general, like, washing machine's going to last a few years, or fridge or whatever, things like that, I decided to put them in the recycling.
Oh well done. I'm very proud of you.
Yeah, it made such a difference to the space in drawers and the fact that we didn't have it. Now Cormac was like, really, we don't need the manuals, because he really wanted them. I was like, just, they're online, don't worry, they're online.
That's so funny. And it is, they take up, I mean, if you think about all the appliances we have in our home, if we keep every user manual for every appliance, this is a lot of paper that takes up a lot of physical space in our home. So it does make a huge difference. I'm glad you had that aha moment, Liz. That makes me very happy. And do you think it has influenced how you're dealing with your son in terms of how you are supporting him with tidying up? Because he is old enough to start putting his toys away. How old is he now?
He's over two and a half. Yeah, like I won't lie now. He does get up and just leave the room and leave all the toys, you know. And
we have, of course he does. He's two.
Or go for our bath. He's not like, let me help you, mommy. But if I do ask him to put things away, there is a place for them. He knows what box they go into. And apparently in creche, he's actually good at this, which I never knew. They're like, oh yeah, he puts the stuff away. I'm like, really? Okay. I don't think it's come from me. But yeah, at home, he knows where things will go. So the jigsaw, say we have a jigsaw puzzle that has 3 jigsaws in one puzzle in box, they have dividers, he will put the number of the jigsaw back into the where they're supposed to go, like we and we would do that every evening, so he would see us doing that, you know, things like that. And he has a box for his books and he has a box for his Duplo, and you know, he knows where things should go.
Yeah, I think you're actually underestimating when you say you were surprised that Crash had said that. I think you're underestimating the influence that you role modeling at home how to do it actually has on him. Okay. And he will be absorbing this at his age without you even necessarily needing to tell him. If he just watches you picking up and putting things away, he's like, oh, that's what we do here. That's fine.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. Yeah.
So that's really cool. Okay. So obviously my course is relaunching, which I'm super excited about because it's got so many amazing changes happening, which people will be finding out about at a later date. But if someone is considering enrolling for my course, but is unsure if it's the right fit for them, what would you say to them if they're hesitant?
Even if you think you're short on time, do it anyway, because it'll help you with your time. Does that make sense? Like, if you'll save money, you'll save time in the long run. So say, you know, I'm not sure how long it's going to be, but the 6-week course that I took, now I ended up going for a little bit longer, obviously, because I was still working on things. But it will save you time. So if you think, oh, I don't have time, I'm too busy, you know, that 10 minutes that you're sitting there, I don't know, like, you know, scrolling, or, you know, if you're taking a little break, whatever, you know, those 10 minutes could be used doing something that's in the course. And I used to find it exciting to kind of wake up on a Monday and kind of go, oh, what's Caroline have for me this week?
Yeah.
You know, because you dripped the course out. So you didn't know what was going to happen. You know, you gave us the new module on a Monday. So
yeah,
that definitely was kind of an exciting feeling. So it gave me something new to focus on every week.
Oh, that's really nice to hear. So how has having done the course changed things for you at home or life in general?
Well, it's like, say for the clothes, for instance, and that's a big one, because like I said, I was holding on to things for different reasons, which I didn't even know I was holding on to them for. So thinking about your clothes and how you feel in them and why you have them and, you know, fitting your body size for what it is now and, you know, things like that, that's definitely hugely changed. So the mindset shift is huge, and it's affected every decision. So say the bathroom one, like all the random bottles of stuff that I have kept over the years, they could have been sitting there for 3 years, a body lotion. You're never going to use it after 3 years. If you haven't used it in 3 years, you're not going to use it. And like, say for, you might at Christmas, say, get presents of things that might not be, you know, specific to your skin type or something. And unfortunately, you know, you should just move it on. Do you know, move it on quickly. If you get it, just feel no guilt about it and move it on, because there's no point in holding on to something just because you feel you should. You should hold on to it if it serves you. So I definitely, the mindset has changed, and I'm quicker to let things go. That makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm quicker to declutter. I'm quicker to go, no, I don't need that. I need that. It's okay that I have to let that go.
That's huge. That's really great. And as you said before, it saves you so much time on a daily basis when you don't have as much stuff to deal with, when everything has a place to go back to. So the reset is really quick each evening, if that's how you choose to do it. So I'm really pleased for you that you've had that sort of positive effect for it. So what's next for you on your KonMari journey, Liz? Do you have anything that you still are really keen to work on?
Yeah. So coming up to, I suppose, the C word, Christmas, I'm looking at Connell's toys and his development at his age and kind of going, right, I need to probably look through all the presses and the boxes and things and say, what do we need to maybe either store for if we have another child, or move on and make space for obviously the new toys that are going to come in for Christmas.
Yeah,
that's on my mind, definitely to do. And then winter boxes. So, you know, my winter clothes in the boxes. I have gone through some of them, but some of them have come out of storage, obviously, this time of year. So I need to kind of sit down and actually go through that with the idea of getting rid and letting go of things that I don't need anymore.
Yeah, that season change is always really interesting. It's a good opportunity, isn't it, to have sort of a refresh and a rethink. And I think one thing you're making quite clear from what you're saying, which I think is really important for people to understand, is that there is this very false impression in the media that you do your organizing and decluttering, and then that's it, you're done for life and you never have to do anything again. And I think it's really wrong to give people that impression. This isn't like an ongoing process, especially for someone like you who has a small child, because you're permanently having clothes that are being grown out of, or toys that are no longer age appropriate. And there's like a cycle of stuff going through the house all the time. But as you said before, now that you have these skills to understand why it's okay to let things go, what it is you guys need in your life to support your lifestyle, it just makes the whole process so much easier and quicker.
Yeah, exactly. So say having a small child, and it's great in a small community that I live in, like I would get a bag of clothes, you know, dropped at the door for, you know, for Connell. And I used to, I suppose, feel, so, you know, I used to feel I had to keep them all. And, you know, even though the lady, you know, the nice lady who dropped them off said, just keep what you want, I still would keep them all. I was like, maybe I'll use them. And then I had to, when I was doing the course, I was more realistic about what was, first of all, my taste, and then obviously his size and what he likes. Like, he doesn't wear jeans anymore. He wore jeans as a baby. He won't wear jeans anymore. All he wants is soft clothing on, his, you know, like tracks of bottoms or shorts or like light trousers. So there's no point in me keeping jeans anymore, you know, even if I like them. He has preferences too, and he's only young. So, you know, I am more, I'm more aware of that now. Whereas like I said, I used to just keep them all and then store them in the attic. What's the point?
Yeah. You know?
Now there is stuff in the attic from when he was a baby that we will have to get access to in the next little while. And I'm going to go through them again and get rid of stuff that, you know, keep what I want if I have a second child, and then move on to another mother, maybe who might want the clothes then, you know?
Yeah. Brilliant. Well, it sounds like the whole experience has been super positive for you. And it's really lovely to hear that your husband got on board with it as well. Yeah. And that it's clearly rubbing off on your son too, even though he's only two, which is just fantastic. So well done for role modeling that so well for him, because it's clearly working. And it sounds very much like it's just made life a whole lot calmer and easier for you, which was my hope for everyone that took the course. So thank you for taking the time to share everything with me today.
Thank you, Caroline. Thank you for the course. It's been great.
You're very welcome. So there you have it. I hope you enjoyed listening to that conversation with Liz. I know it's sometimes really hard to imagine how something like an online course in an area like decluttering and organising or the KonMari method can even work. So I hope that answered some of your questions. Before October the 2nd, it's actually not possible to sign up for my course, but if you're interested in having a taster session, then you should book your space on my free online workshop, How to Have an Organised Home Without Constantly Tidying. Places are limited for the three sessions, so use the link in the show notes to book your place, or you can go to my website, caroline-thor.com, or my Instagram is full of links to join up at the moment. You can find me at caro.thor. I can't wait to see you there, and I know that together we can find your clutter-free ever after. Until next time. If you've enjoyed this episode, please send the link to a friend you know would appreciate it. Subscribe and leave a review. I look forward to bringing you more organising tips next time, but if you can't wait until then, you can go to my website or find me on Instagram at caro.thor or on Facebook at Caroline Organiser. Thanks for listening, and I look forward to guiding you on your journey to find your clutter-free ever after.